Y'all, that's my song. That's my song. I had to cut it off real fast because, you know, I don't want them to take down my podcast just because I use a little bit of somebody's music that did so much for me. But anyways, I love that song by Jill Scott. Golden, if you don't know, I gave you the name. Shame on you for not knowing. Welcome back. Welcome to the new year. It is 2022, to be exact. Today is January 5th, 2022. So technically, I can still tell you guys Happy New Year. I was recording this episode, and I guess I didn't click record because I looked at my phone and nothing was happening, and I was mad. I was upset. I was like, I talked for a bunch of minutes and nothing was recorded. But anyways, I'm not going to say this is a catch-up episode, but it's like a what's good? What's up episode? I just want to say that, no, I mean, I could brag about this, but I have been COVID free since COVID existed. I do want to say that. I don't know why I even want to say that because I guess because COVID is still a conversation that we're having, but I've been COVID free. I've been inside the house right now. I currently look like Tyrone Biggums minus the crack. But yeah, I miss going out. I miss getting pretty. I miss getting my hair done. Well, I do get my hair done. I just haven't got my hair done yet. I'm in a new city, new location. So I have to find a new stylist and whatnot. And I'm planning on getting my hair trimmed and getting a, not a blowout, a press out. I forgot the name of it. A silk press. I never had one of those, but I really need my hair trimmed badly. I've been doing it myself, but I don't have like the sharpest set of hair clippers, trimmers, whatever. It's not like regular scissors. It's like real, like an actual, you know, for trimming your hair, but it's not like the professional ones. So I really need my hair trimmed. I'm thinking about wearing my hair out natural for some time, but I just want some funky, nice hairstyles. I have a confession. I'm the black girl who doesn't know how to braid. Okay, like I can't do cornrows. I could like do like single plait braid, but cornrows, forget about it. Like don't ask me because I'm going to embarrass you. You're not going to like it. You're going to be upset at me. And I don't want you to be upset at me because it isn't my fault. So don't ever ask me to braid your hair. I just was never gifted at that. My mom never really taught me. I never actually took time to learn myself. I mean, there would be times I needed to braid my hair and I would do make it do what it do, but I wouldn't call those braids. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't, like, no. Somebody asked me, who braided your hair? I'd be like, oh, I did it, but I gave it a try. It's not all that. So that's me. Also, I don't have any New Year's resolutions. I just kind of set my intentions. And my intentions are always to be better and do better than last year. Because I know the things that I need to work on, things that I need to do. And I believe that life is about progressing. And it might not always be progressing in like an easy way. It's not always going to be all ups. There's going to be some downs, but it's how you deal with it that shows you your progression and where you're basically at. So I have the same vision board that I'm looking at right now. I love this vision board so much, so it's not going to change anytime soon. It's things that I'm working for long term. You know, I think sometimes we focus on short term things too much. Not saying they're not important, but we put too much emphasis on short-term things. An example, some people put like, I want to be married, but before you get married, you're going to be dating. And then when you get married, that's in a way short-term because you don't get married and everything is done. You know, like you now have to grow in your marriage. Do you want children or not? And things get a little bit, you know, different when you're married. I'm not married. I just know these things. I know people who are married and my parents are still married. So I have somewhat of an idea of marriage life. I don't want what they have. I want what I'm going to create. But I have an idea of what marriage may look like. So I've also have been on the fence about creating a TikTok, y'all. Yes, that clock app. I've been thinking about creating it because I love creating reels, which is basically TikTok videos for Instagram. But Instagram doesn't have the capacity to do what its competitor does on a daily basis. I have like six or like five to six videos in my drafts still sitting there because this raggedy app keeps not posting. It keeps freaking crashing every time I want to post a reel. I'm about to call it TikTok. And also the thing about Instagram is that Instagram is in a space where they want you to do the same thing over and over and over and over again. And I'm so tired of it. I'm tired of seeing same people doing the same thing constantly. That's not creativity. That's not originality. That's just something that works for one person. So let me make it work for me. I really strongly dislike how Instagram thinks that they are the best of everything or trying to reinvent the wheel that's already been invented. Have you seen a wheel that's not a circle? Okay, that's what I thought. Certain military vehicles don't count because those technically are just different things. But anyways, I just don't think Instagram is a creative space anymore. It hasn't been for quite some time. And I don't think TikTok is no more of a creative space, but I think there is a bigger audience out there to reach. And there's still things like algorithms and this and that. And I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do on TikTok because I want to be intentional with how I use social media. The reason why I've been so hesitant to create a TikTok is because I know how addicting the app will be, because I remember how addicting Vine was. Vine was hilariously funny. You had 6 seconds to make me laugh, and best believe they always made me laugh within those 6 seconds. And then Instagram copied the idea and it kind of fell off. Like Instagram copied stories from Snapchat, and that's like the main thing keeping people on Instagram in a way. Because I'm not gonna lie, I watch stories more than I look at feeds because it's never in order. Instagram does have, apparently they're bringing back the algorithm. Allegedly, oh, so they say. Until I see it, then I won't believe it. That's what I'm gonna say. Okay. Anyways, the reason why I want to be more intentional with TikTok is because I want to be more intentional with what I share online. So that means on my social media apps, on this podcast, sharing and talking about life things require you to open up about certain things. And my big thing is, where do I want to draw the line? How much of me do I want to share? So I remember there was a time when we would use Snapchat or Instagram and or Twitter, and we would just say whatever because it was so freeing. It was new. It was different. We didn't think people would care. But then it's kind of like, people are actually paying attention and using things against me. I'm not saying that happened. It kind of happened to me a while ago, but that's a while ago. It's fine now. It's fine. But it's just, I don't want to share so much of my life online. I want to be a mystery. And not being a mystery in like a main character kind of way. I'd be a mystery as in like, you don't have to know everything about me because you don't know me. You know, there's like, you know, my relationship, I don't share as much. My family, my friends, I feel like if you know me in real life, you should know that the love and the gratitude that I have for you is beyond what social media can ever do, beyond a post, beyond anything like that. Cause even when I'm with my friends, I try to be as intentional as possible and being fully present and on my phone as much. I love being in company of my friends and my family. So I like to be fully present when I'm doing that, and I don't have to pull my phone out and take a photo just to say, show people, hey, I'm with this person, I'm with that person. It's not that important. It's a time that we spend being fully present. And it's not about keeping things a secret. A lot of things that just because someone doesn't tell you something doesn't mean it's a secret. Some things you don't need to know. It's not your business. You in my business? Don't do that. But yeah, I think everyone should consider how much they share online, because it's, once you put it online, it's out there forever. You don't know how many people took a screenshot. You don't know how many people have seen whatever they've seen. But is this something to consider? Sometimes I think, and I really wish, I wish I could find my MySpace page. Because I don't think I ever deleted it. And it's just out there floating, God knows where. And I had so many friends on MySpace. I was that girl. I added everybody on MySpace because I'm like, I want to add people on MySpace for the friend count. But besides that, sharing my personal life, I don't make any loud announcements anymore unless it's like career related, such as me hosting something on Twitter Spaces, my podcast. I post a new picture on Instagram. I'm still using Instagram as some type of vehicle. I don't know what I'm doing my blog yet. Who knows what I'm going to do with that? I pay for it every month, but I'll get that figured out eventually. Sometimes you just have to admit yourself that you don't know what you're doing and be okay with it, because sometimes the lies we tell ourselves, we try to believe it. I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. Sometimes you literally don't know what you're doing and it's okay. What you do in those times is you just take a break, take a breather, relax. And then sometimes you gotta start from scratch, go back to the drawing board, or just remember the why you're doing it, why you are where you're at right now. Besides that, Insecure is done, y'all. The final season premiered the day after Christmas. Well, not the final season, the final episode of the season. I have thoughts. I put my thoughts out there. I had a conversation for 10 weeks straight with Courtney and other people. We were on Instagram. We're on Twitter Spaces having conversations about Insecure every Monday at 8 p.m. And I want to do more of that with different shows. So let me explain what Twitter Spaces is to people who don't have Twitter and don't know what Twitter Spaces is. So it's basically an audio, I wouldn't say chat room, an audio room where you can just basically talk about whatever. I mean, get mindful of what you talk about. Because, you know, internet now has censorship, so be careful. And people out there, don't be mean. But we created Twitter Spaces. Every Monday, we would be on there talking about Insecure. And we would, people would request to speak as well. Insecure is a show that has, like, Insecure can come on Sunday. People still talk about it till the following Sunday. That's how much of an effect that Insecure had on us Black people and in pop culture. I could say the show is very pop culture related, but I love this show so much. I talk about it forever. And it's over. I'm glad that it's over because I didn't want it to run too long. And I was really getting tired of those episodes being 30 minutes, 28 minutes sometimes. I love Issa Rae. I love the rap. Well, not the rap, but I would call it. She had this like little Insecure documentary. Oh my gosh. Like Issa Rae, I don't have an icon, but she's like my role model. She's like the blueprint. And she's everything to me. And I love that woman. I stand for Issa Rae, okay? I'm going to stick beside her, okay? I love the show so much. And I'm glad that she was able to share some of her life with us through this show. Just some of it. But I do plan on having more Twitter Spaces conversations about TV. Because I love TV a lot. So, and there's all so many people out there who love TV as well. So we can all gather around on our phones and just talk about Insecure. And what I love the most about Twitter Spaces is that I don't have to show my face. Because most of the time, I just don't look presentable. As in, like, I'm chilling mode. Like, this is, got my bonnet on. I'm chilling, I'm wearing whatever. And when I say I'm wearing whatever makes me comfortable that day. Doesn't mean it has to match, just makes me comfortable, to be exact. So, but insecure is done. I think I'm gonna create an entire episode about insecure. No, not episode as in like anything like that, but just the impact that insecure had on me and what I love so much about the show. I'm definitely doing that. Expect that to be my next episode. And overall, when it comes to this podcast or any of my social media accounts that you may follow or may not, if you're not following, I don't know why, but you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Fan of Life. And that's F as in fancy, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E as in enjoy, O as in Oliver, F as in fancy, L as in love, I as in igloo, F as in fancy, and E as in entertainment. That's Fan of Life. And the name actually came from someone that I was a friend of. I would say an associate, because not everyone's friends. And she came up with the idea with me. Because I like to talk about life things, and there's a play on my name because my name is Anne, so, and my last name is Fanellis, so it's Fan of Life because I like to talk about life. So if you don't know, now you know. But anyways, though, this episode is short. It's just a catch-up episode. We're going to have a lot more conversations about a lot of things because last year I did a lot. I went to therapy. I like my therapist, but definitely getting a different therapist this time. I live in a new location now. Baby, it's cold outside. I have always been in a long distance. Well, not always been. I've been in a long distance relationship for some time now. And now it's even longer. And that is a challenge itself. Someone I follow on Instagram asks, would you ever be in a long distance relationship? And I never thought, like fully thought about it until now, because I'm like, wait, we live states away from each other now. But thank God for technology, baby. Thank God, because I don't know how people did it back then. Like I will do a long distance relationship, but I don't think I could be like, you know, like an army wife. But then my man don't want to be in the army. So there's that. I can't do that. Like you all the way over there fighting for this country. And I'm over here at home by myself, lonely, bored. I'm going to sacrifice me, your wife, your girl for this country. I'm just saying. Just saying. That's me. To each its own. But that's my opinion. That's my wild take. But anyways, though, I'm going to leave off with what my friend told me yesterday as I was talking to her about something. And that is, I have to be my whole self. Cherie told me that. I'm not going to explain the context of our conversation because we were like all over the place. But being that I want to share certain points or certain things in my life, I ask myself, how can I really be myself if I hold so much back? But me being myself doesn't mean I'm sharing everything with the world. Me being myself doesn't mean I'm pouring into others all the time. Me being myself is showing up for myself at my truest form to who I really am. Not conforming when I'm around certain people or anything like that. And you might think, we all conform at work. We do, to a certain extent. Because it's kind of like, you know, do I need to do the most right now at work? No, I don't. Do we need to be having hours and hours of conversation? No, we don't. Do you know what I need to do? Do you know what I need? Do you need to know what I did last weekend? Not necessarily. It's not your business, you know? But one of my things that I'm going to be very intentional about this year is this really showing up as my whole self, as me. And not being so like, what will other people think? Because that's always been my thing. It's just, girl, be you, do you, and stay true to you. I mean, I made that rhyme a little bit or whatever, but that is one of my main goals this year to do. And not only this year, but forever, to just show up and just be my whole self. My whole self, who is just being better and better and better. Because that's what life is about. It's about progress. And if you're not growing, you're dying. So that is my take what you need portion of this podcast. Hope you guys' year is off to a great start. For me, it is, because it's a new year, a new opportunity. I have a new job. I have a lot of new things going on in my life. And I'm excited. I really am excited. I'm proud of me, because I never thought this would be where I'm at. But I'm here. I'm still alive. I'm healthy. I'm COVID-free. And I'm just blessed. So see you guys in the next episode. And I would play Golden right now, but I called my laptop. So see y'all in the next episode. Bye.